Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A storm system that drenched the West Coast is pounding the South now. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are going to be seeing some serious rain over the next couple of days. Still to come, there are areas that will get another 3-4 inches of rain on top of the totals already.
10 inches fell over the past 3 days northwest of Houston, where roads washed away. A Boeing plant that makes 737s is pausing operations so workers can focus on safety and quality. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This is an opportunity for Boeing to continue to have what ultimately should be very frank conversations with their employees about what the quality control expectations are around these airplanes.
Nikki Haley's campaigning in her home state of South Carolina after 2 losses to Donald Trump. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Haley has been arguing that she was twice elected governor here and therefore has some favorable terrain, but she hasn't been on the ballot here since 2014.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers' maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks held a press conference. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-116 at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee now 31-13. General Manager John Horst asks, why would you hire a first-time head coach like Adrian Griffin and fire him just halfway through the season?
Yeah, someone really wise once said looking back is ego, so I'm going to stay in the present. There's no regrets. I believe in the hire that we made. I believe in the reasons we did it, the process that we went through. And again, Adrian has contributed to this group. Part of why we are where we are today, who we are, is because of him. This was an opportunity about going forward.
Bucks host the Cavaliers again tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette with a win in Chicago, 86-73. Over to Paul. Wisconsin getting ready to host Michigan State tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers signing a place kicker, Jack Podlensky, who kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs for 3 seasons. And Jim Harbaugh, who led the Michigan Wolverines to a national championship, is leaving for L.A. as the new head coach of the Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Almost Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some dense fog out there this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, drizzly, and foggy throughout the day today. Our high 38 this afternoon, the wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy and foggy with rain, a quarter to a half inch of rain possible. Our low 34, tomorrow cloudy showers, high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
70 AM, The Zone. If you've ever driven a tractor, you are her friend. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
If you're driving out there this morning, slow down. We've got dense fog advisory in effect for basically the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be another one of those soggy days. We'll have overcast skies, 36 are expected high. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and showers, 36. Saturday morning, fog and then afternoon clouds, 37. Sunday, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. But just looking ahead, by the time we get into the middle of next week, we could see temperatures in the mid-40s to upper 40s. We'll talk weather with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist. He's on the way in just a little bit. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. By the way, a couple tips from the insurance companies. If you have to be driving out there this morning, obviously reduce your speed. That's kind of a no-brainer. Turn off your cruise control. They also suggest you drive with low beams and fog lights to make the most of the available light you've got out there. And also, if you have to, use the right edge of the road as a guide. But slow down. She's a foggy one out there this morning. We're going to clear up the fog on Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador, Alice in Dairyland. The recruiting process is underway now for the 77th Alice in Dairyland. Stephanie Hoff's going to join us with some details you might need to know if you'd like to apply. Stick around.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Arguably one of the most competitive jobs in the state of Wisconsin is accepting applications. I'm talking about the 77th Alice in Dairyland position with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, reminding you that applications are open for the Alice position through January 31st. If you are passionate or know someone who's passionate about telling the story of Wisconsin agriculture, this is the job for you. Here to tell us about the experience of being Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador is our current Alice, Ashley Hagenow.
I have learned in the first 6 months or so of serving as the 76th Alice in Dairyland just how different every day is and how many hats you might wear in one day, nonetheless 1 week or 1 month in serving in the role of Alice in Dairyland. I am a public relations and marketing professional when it comes to promoting Wisconsin agriculture with media outlets or anywhere I go. And I'm also a teacher and also a student, especially when it comes to getting into classrooms, promoting Wisconsin agriculture with students anywhere from kindergarten age all the way to high school seniors and beyond. And I also learn a lot from those students and from so many other individuals about Wisconsin agriculture. I am also a traveler, as you travel so many miles, not only in the state of Wisconsin promoting agriculture, but more recently I had the chance to travel internationally to promote Wisconsin ginseng and Wisconsin agriculture halfway across the world, pretty much in China and Taiwan and Hong Kong, which was such an amazing experience. So you truly wear so many hats.
Ashley, just how many miles have you put on your Alice in Dairyland vehicle?
I have put on so far at least 20,000 miles, if not closer to 30,000 miles, between the two Alice in Dairyland vehicles that I've had the chance to drive this year. So when I started in July, I was driving Colonel, as he was affectionately known. He was a 2019 Ford Explorer. And more recently, I started driving Tassie. She is also a Ford Explorer flex fuel vehicle, all made possible through the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. So between those two vehicles alone, I've put on anywhere between 20,000 to 30,000 miles so far. And I'm so excited for what the next thousands of miles entail promoting Wisconsin agriculture.
Ashley, you had told us about the different hats you wear as Alice, from public relations professional to a classroom leader. Tell me about an experience you've had that has stood out to you so far in your first 6 months as Alice in Dairyland as you interact with people in Wisconsin.
Some of my most memorable experiences have come from engaging with our younger consumers. Like students ages kindergarten to fourth or fifth grade, I've had the chance to engage with those students in so many ways through summer events such as Reading in the Park. We had an Art in the Park event back in the summer. There's a program we have right now called Expedition Agriculture, which engages specifically with fourth and fifth grade students. And we also have engaged with Girl Scouts troops, especially across southern Wisconsin, sharing more about Wisconsin agriculture and Wisconsin dairy. And each of those moments, each of those experiences to me have stood out because you're impacting young consumers and really inspiring them to learn more about Wisconsin agriculture. And it's just as rewarding to me because you get so many amazing questions about where our food comes from, how it is produced, my own journey in agriculture. And I get to hear so many stories, too, from young students who maybe they themselves or their families are involved in agriculture, or they don't have a lot of ties to the industry of ag, but they're so curious and wanting to learn more. Those, to me, are some of the most rewarding moments so far.
And if this is striking a chord with you or you think someone you know would fit this passion to be Alice in Dairyland, you can find the application materials at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Ashley, you also said in addition to being a communicator and sometimes a teacher, you also find yourself as a student. What has surprised you the most about Wisconsin agriculture in your first 6 months as Alice in Dairyland?
What has surprised me the most as I've continued to learn more about this industry, especially through attending different events and industry tours, is just how diverse Wisconsin agriculture is. I feel like I had a good grasp on how diverse our industry is, especially through the process of running for Alice in Dairyland myself last year, going through the top candidate journey, learning about some of our top commodities. But I have continued to deepen that knowledge, especially when it comes to the different specialty crops that call the state of Wisconsin home. Wisconsin ranks number one in the top five or in the top 10 for a wide variety of different commodities, whether it's fruits, vegetables, some of those key commodity crops, livestock species. It amazes me all that is raised and grown here in Wisconsin due to the uniqueness of our state when it comes to our climate, our geography, our natural resource base. Witnessing it firsthand, just how diverse Wisconsin agriculture is, has been so surprising and so rewarding to me.
Ashley, you said you had learned some of this while you were a top candidate vying for the position for Alice in Dairyland. It is a competitive process. It's a lengthy process. It's probably the most unique job interview anywhere else. Give us a quick glimpse of what the timeline does look like for an Alice in Dairyland applicant.
After applications close officially on January 31st, then we will go into our preliminary interviews. Those will take place in Madison at the Department of Ag's office or online on February 24th. And from there, we will select our next group of top candidates for the role of the 77th Alice in Dairyland. That starts with the press briefing in Door County taking place March 1st and 2nd. And then our top candidates will undergo an amazing journey for about 8 weeks by completing weekly trainings, learning about Wisconsin agriculture, learning about the role of Alice in Dairyland, and also completing weekly assignments, all leading up to the Alice in Dairyland finals, which will also take place in Door County this year, specifically at Stone Harbor Resort in Sturgeon Bay. Those dates are May 2nd through the 4th of 2024, and that is where our top candidates will put into practice all of the knowledge they have gained on Wisconsin agriculture and Alice in Dairyland through different components, whether it's practicing media interviews, going on tours of local agribusinesses, preparing and presenting final speeches, and preparing for the question and answer sessions related to Wisconsin agriculture. All these components and more are part of the Alice in Dairyland selection process, and we will officially select the 77th Alice in Dairyland during the finale program on Saturday evening of May 4th.
Door County is the host county this year. What does that entail? What are we going to be learning about Door County's agriculture?
Not only does Door County have many different livestock farms, such as dairy, beef, and other species of livestock, there are also so many other industries that contribute to Door County agriculture, such as different fisheries and aquaculture that contributes to the diversity of Door County. There are so many specialty crops produced in Door County, such as lavender, cherries, apples, you name it. There's also more traditional row crops that are produced in Door County, and so many local businesses that have different food products that tie back to Door County. I'm so excited for Door County to have this chance to showcase what makes their agricultural industry so very special.
Not to mention the wine, one of my favorite parts of Door County, hence why Alice needs to be 21.
Exactly. Between the wineries and the cideries, the breweries and the distilleries, that is also a great example of what makes Door County agriculture so unique, especially from the agritourism standpoint, right? There are so many visitors to Door County each and every year, and this allows Door County to be able to display its agricultural pursuits and some of those amazing products that result from agricultural production in that part of Wisconsin.
76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow joining us in studio. Alice is one of the most recognizable spokespersons of Wisconsin agriculture. The applications are open for the 77th Alice in Dairyland position through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Remember, you have until January 31st to apply. Door County will be hosting the Alice Finals this year. We'll learn who the next state agriculture ambassador is in early May. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, Civic Media.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Listen, and I think that's something we tend to forget. As a week ago, I think it was about a week ago, we were downright bitter and nasty out there. Now the warmer temperatures helping melt some of that snow that we accumulated. I can see the, at least I can see where I'm walking to the, for the most part, and pavement. I can kind of see where I'm driving, or at least where I want to drive, you know. That's a slow improvement.
that is a little better in that nature, Pam, but you know, I don't want to lose the snow cover what's out in those fields.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah. In fact, if you want to make observations for us on what you're seeing around your neighborhood, nobody's been using the talk text line much lately. I understand you don't have rain gauges out generally at this stage in the year, but remember that talk text line if you want to share your weather observations or what's happening in your neighborhood, 877-301-FARM. You can call it, you can text it, 877-301-3276. And this pattern of, I'll call it milder temperatures, looks like it's going to stick with us for a bit.
Oh, I saw the extended forecast this morning through the end of next week. That's the 3rd of February, indicating above normal temperatures, almost bullseyed on Wisconsin to Minnesota, back through the Dakotas, over into Michigan, and down into the central part of the U.S. So it's not suddenly going to cool down. This isn't going to turn into a sheet of ice or crunchy stuff that kind of froze and got left over. Pam mentioned that the dense fog advisory, that's the big news this morning till about 9 a.m., not quite at La Crosse, Vernon and Richland County, and then down into Iowa, Dane, Jefferson, back up north into Dodge, Fond du Lac, and up into the Fox Valley and all along the east and southern part of the state. You're going to find some pretty patchy, dense areas of fog on and off. And even in those areas we didn't mention the advisory, the patchy fog is there. Just be on the lookout. And with temperatures dropping closer to freezing, that may freeze on your windshield early this morning if you're out, or freeze on the back step. So be careful. We expect another very mild day indeed. And in fact, although a high pressure system is nearby, we're still seeing some precipitation, just a little narrow band of rain that pushes from about Waterloo, Iowa, in the east and northeast, right up into southwest and almost into south central Wisconsin. There may be just a little sprinkly shower in the southwest this morning. I think a little more likely is that rain developing later this afternoon and lasting into the nighttime. Not going to amount to much of anything, less than a tenth of an inch. There could be a little snow mixing in into western and further up into central Wisconsin later tonight. Not going to amount to much either. A real slushy inch or so could be a possibility. I'd say looking toward Boston and La Crosse and then up into the central part of the state. Further in the south, just some rain and that chance of a little sprinkly rain shower lingering into Friday, and the fog lingering along with clouds right into the weekend. Those mild temperatures, they'll still hold on. I'll have forecast details right after this.
How does the Dairy Checkoff measure and report its return on investment to its farmers?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. But really, there's so many different ways to look at that. You know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. On our one of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head on over to wisconsindairy.org and don't hesitate to reach out to them.
All right, Stu, let's have a look at that forecast. And today, and like we said, into tomorrow, too, the fog's going to just kind of be a part of our conversation.
Yeah, clouds, fog, that's how it works, and some rain. Maybe rain in the southwest this morning, more likely this afternoon, further into eastern and central Wisconsin. Not going to be too heavy today. Temperatures into the upper 30s. That dense fog advisory, of course, where it is till 9 this morning. Winds will become east during the day, only about 5. Much less windy than last week. That's a lot better. Overnight, clouds, rain, some fog, and there could be a couple of tenths of an inch of rain here and there overnight, with temperatures dropping pretty close to freezing. You know, 34, 33, maybe just below. Could be slick again tomorrow morning or late tonight. Be careful. Tomorrow, clouds, fog, a little rain should start to end before the day's out. Upper 30s with the north winds at 5, and then mostly cloudy Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised by kind of a hazy look, kind of fog or something like that. And upper 30s on Saturday, mid-30s Sunday, Pam, but no real sun in that forecast, even into next week.
Yeah, well, and like I said, the good news is I guess we're not going to see a tremendous cold snap so that all the water moving around out there turns back into ice.
No, it's all going to just kind of be out there. Let's hope it's able to soak in somewhere.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, with the details you're looking for on a Thursday morning. And like I said, always love to hear from you, even if it's just casual conversation. Our talk text line, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Don't forget, new voice from EverAg on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
CBS News Brief. A storm system that drenched the West Coast is pounding the South now. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are going to be seeing some serious rain over the next couple of days. Still to come, there are areas that will get another 3-4 inches of rain on top of the totals already.
10 inches fell over the past 3 days northwest of Houston, where roads washed away. A Boeing plant that makes 737s is pausing operations so workers can focus on safety and quality. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This is an opportunity for Boeing to continue to have what ultimately should be very frank conversations with their employees about what the quality control expectations are around these airplanes.
Nikki Haley's campaigning in her home state of South Carolina after 2 losses to Donald Trump. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Haley has been arguing that she was twice elected governor here and therefore has some favorable terrain, but she hasn't been on the ballot here since 2014.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers's maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, We need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks held a press conference. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-116 at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee now 31-13. General Manager John Horst asks, why would you hire a first-time head coach like Adrian Griffin and fire him just halfway through the season?
Yeah, someone really wise once said looking back is ego, so I'm going to stay in the present. There's no regrets. I believe in the hire that we made. I believe in the reasons we did it, the process that we went through. And again, Adrian has contributed to this group. Part of why we are where we are today, who we are, is because of him. This was an opportunity about going forward.
Bucks host the Cavaliers again tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette with a win in Chicago, 86-73. Over to Paul. Wisconsin getting ready to host Michigan State tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers signing a place kicker, Jack Podlensky, who kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs for three seasons. And Jim Harbaugh, who led the Michigan Wolverines to a national championship, is leaving for L.A. as the new head coach of the Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
We have some dense fog out there this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, drizzly, and foggy throughout the day today. Our high 38 this afternoon, the wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy and foggy with rain, a quarter to a half inch of rain possible. Our low 34, tomorrow cloudy showers, high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local... Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Change what happened with the 24 major dairy producing states. Our friend Colin Cadis, who is a brand new voice with EverAg, is going to break down yesterday's report on milk production. He's coming up in just a little bit. Pam Yonke, glad you're along with us. Be careful out there this morning. Another dense fog advisory in effect for basically the state of Wisconsin. 36 are expected high today. 81% chance that we're going to have some precipitation. Tomorrow, same situation. 66% chance of rain, 36. Saturday, morning fog and then clouds, 37. Cloudy on Sunday, 36 degrees. So today is the 25th day of January. Let's see. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1924, the first Winter Olympics were held in France. On this day in 1947, the very first arcade game is patented. In this date, in 1977, the world's first solar power plant opens. That also was in France. Here in Wisconsin, we had our own controversy on this day back in 1932. In the community of Janesville, their city council deadlocked 3-3 on an ordinance that would have permitted public dancing on Sundays. Quite the controversial issue on this day back in 1932. Also, as far as events are concerned, on this day in 1961, Walt Disney's animated film 101 Dalmatians is released in the United States. And now you know. So for people on the outside looking in on the state of Wisconsin, they probably sum us up in a few different ways, right? We're America's Dairyland. So they think about our milk production, our fantastic cheese. They think about our sports teams, the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers, the Badgers. And they also think about our beer consumption. It's part of our heritage. It's also part of our economic fiber. But it's facing some challenges. Charity Seebecker tells us more.
The craft beer industry faced some headwinds in 2023. Due to inflation. While the situation has somewhat stabilized, prices remain higher. I'm Charity Seebecker at the Midwest Farm Report, and Zach Koga, the vice president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, says there's still headwinds ahead for 2024.
In 2023, we continued to see some inflation, just inflationary pressure across the whole economy. I mean, we weren't immune to that. It was much more severe and fast changing in 2022, and in 2023, things kind of leveled off, but at a higher price point. I mean, I think we're seeing some things relax, some kind of freight issues relax as gas stabilized, but we're sort of living with the result of a lot of inflation, and probably, you know, some of the more impactful stuff is how labor's been really affected and wages for people, because everyone's dealing with higher prices, so they're, you know, needing to make more money. So I think there's just that general inflationary pressure going on in 2023, and then the craft beer industry and beer overall is still kind of leaning into headwinds and how people are behaving, their habits. You know, I think we're still seeing a lot of people that are settling into RTD drinks. It was hard seltzer and then 2019, 2021, and then it started shifting into more RTD things like High Noon or Carbliss are kind of two big brands right now. So we're seeing people still kind of explore around beyond beer. There's kind of a growing trend with Dry January and Sober October, and insert kind of the next idea, basically just trying to drink a little bit less. The younger generation seem like they're maybe drinking a little less. NA beers are growing, hop waters are growing, and then cannabis is really continuing to grow nationwide, and hemp-based cannabis in Wisconsin is growing. So all of that stuff is kind of taking the same pie of consumers and just splitting it up into more and more pieces. So I think that is playing out in craft beer, where there's kind of general back pressure for any one of those segments that they aren't just kind of booming with growth. It's more flattened down, I think. So we're having to make sure that we focus on what we're best at, focus on what our brand has to offer, and who our customers are, and then try to find the best ways to give, you know, those people what they want. Craft beer has always been great at innovating and moving fast, and I think we're seeing brewers do that.
And you did mention the pricing conversation. How is pricing, or even just getting aluminum or glass or things like that, really, what is that looking like going into 2024?
The supply chain feels like it's caught up a bit. So availability doesn't seem to be a huge problem right now. At least it hasn't been in our experience. In general, we navigated some of the supply chain issues reasonably well. We had long relationships with suppliers and contracts in place to kind of keep our things moving, cans and grain. So availability is there. The price price point definitely is higher than it used to be. Aluminum is significantly more than it used to be.
That was Zach Koga, the vice president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild and owner of Carbon 4 Brewing, along with us. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
I'm sure when I say Bavaria sausage, you automatically think brats and grilling out, right? Well, guess what? With this wicked Wisconsin weather we've got, I think about warming up. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Fridays, 9 until 5, or open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the weather, BavariaSausage.com. Now stop and think about all the great recipes you've got that will help you warm up from the inside out. I'm talking about stews. I'm talking about soups. I'm talking about the main dish. That's where Bavaria Sausage comes in with their old world flavor. How about featuring sauerbrot and schnitzel, maybe some spatzel? They've got all kinds of recipes for dumplings and great old world flavor available through spices and different ingredients. All you need to do is take a look. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or do a little shopping online, BavariaSausage.com. They'll keep you warm this winter. Wisconsin's milk production for the month of December remained flat, and for the 24 major dairy producing states as a whole, we were down about a tenth of a percentage point. We're going to be talking about that with Colin Kadis. He's a broker analyst with EverAg, and he'll step to the microphone coming up in about 15 minutes. So let's talk a little bit about the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention that just wrapped up this week out in Salt Lake City, Utah. It was a good convention, especially as we get prepared for more discussion on the Farm Bill. Michael Clements has more.
Farm Bureau's annual convention concluded Tuesday with a session on policy priorities for 2024. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says the Farm Bill is the top issue.
We stress the importance of getting the new Farm Bill done and how urgent it is to get it done now. Labor was another hot topic, especially around stabilizing the wage rate and ensuring that we can make progress on year-round labor workers. Another takeaway was the artificial intelligence and the need to seize the opportunities related to AI while ensuring that farmers' data is protected. A fourth takeaway relates to contract poultry growers. Our delegates called for a fair pay structure and more transparency among poultry companies.
Duvall says the policies begin at the grassroots county level.
Then they rise up to the state level at their state conventions where they're discussed, and then it moves on to the national level where we finish that debate at our national convention. This year we had 350 farmers and rancher delegates from all across the country. And I want to also share an important point. We surveyed them, and 99% of them are family farms, and two-thirds of them come from small to medium-sized farm, and that's based on USDA classifications. We really do represent a diverse agriculture in America.
More than 80 speakers and 4,500 registered attendees were at the event this year.
We had a great convention here in Salt Lake City. The energy level was high among our attendees, and they are very optimistic about the future and taking on new frontiers. We're all looking forward to getting together again next year in San Antonio, Texas. We invite every listener to join us. We want them to mark their calendars now for January 24th through January 29th for the AFBF convention.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Michael. They had more than 80 speakers that were offered during the course of the American Farm Bureau Federation's convention and 4,500 registered attendees at the big event. Well done. Well, markets this morning in Chicago are a little bit mixed as we roll our way into a Thursday. Right now, March corn's unchanged. December new crop unchanged at 481 and three quarters. March beans, they're up three right now, but November new crop's unchanged at 1208. July wheat, that's up three at 629. The dairy markets yesterday, barrel cheese was down a quarter of a cent at 145 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. Double A butter, that was up three and a quarter cents, 257 and three quarters per pound. February class three milk this morning down to 1556 a hundredweight. March is unchanged at 1586 a hundredweight. So Wisconsin's December milk production was basically unchanged. 2.67 billion pounds of milk produced in December of 2023, about the same as December of 2022. 1.27 million head of dairy cattle, that was unchanged from November, also unchanged from a year ago. The average cow, though, was producing about 10 pounds of milk more December of 23 versus December of 22. You've got to keep an eye, though, on what's happening in some of our other dairy regions. For example, in New Mexico, their milk production in December was down 11%. Meanwhile, states like South Dakota saw milk production go up 11%. How does this all come out in the wash? Well, we're talking about it next with a brand new voice from the Everag Group. That would be our friend Colin Kadis. He is joining us next from Everag. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Said to you before, Colin, I apologize. What are you, about an hour earlier than Central Time out there in Idaho?
Just an hour earlier, Pam, yeah. Oh. Hey, everyone else is up milking cows, so good to be up with them.
Well, God bless you for that. I appreciate it. So let's jump right into it, Colin. At least you've got a big newsmaker we can talk about this morning, and that is the December milk production figures came out yesterday from USDA. Wisconsin milk production essentially flat. The 24 major dairy-producing states essentially flat. Give me your reaction to the numbers. I'm guessing this was almost expected by most of you.
Yeah, it was pretty close to our expectations, which were flat. But I think that it just because it wasn't quite flat, a lot of people are reading this as neutral to friendly to increasing prices.
There's a couple key states that I kept an eye on. I mean, Wisconsin's obviously where we live. That's our mainstay. But I also noted that we saw New Mexico fall off the table, down 11%. California's still struggling, down 1%. And cow numbers that definitely were thinning in some regions and unchanged in others.
That's completely right. Yeah, you know, the New Mexico story continues, which is that cows in the Southwest are leaving. The economics just aren't supporting milk production. Same as California, as you mentioned, Colorado, Idaho, also down almost 1%. And then on the other side, we actually saw milk production year over year up 6% in states like Florida and 11% in South Dakota. So it's pretty clear that the Midwest is actually a better place to milk cows than the Southwest from an economics point of view right now.
Well, and I mentioned the South Dakota number jumped big time, up 11%. Isn't that inspired in part by processors?
To some extent, right? But I think one thing that we are seeing is we're not building a lot of new dairies right now just with interest rates. So no doubt that processors are asking for more milk, But we still have the same number of processors in New Mexico, and yet we're still actually losing cows. So milk is getting tighter in that region, and we've actually seen milk come from Idaho all the way down to the Southwest to fill that area. So some processors, some just what their mailbox milk looks like, and then just the economics are hard on the feed side as well.
Yeah, you know, that is worth kind of keeping an eye on. How far will milk move if we continue this stretch of flat lines? There's also the issue of spring flush just around the corner, Colin.
You're completely right, and it's a scary proposition with prices, I think, lower than most dairymen would like.
For sure. Again, if you're just joining us, folks, brand new voice with us from EverEgg, Colin Cadis, and the poor fella is out in Twin Falls, Idaho, speaking to us live this morning. So we appreciate him breaking down the latest milk production report for the month of December. Dairy industry leaders have been gathering together quite a little bit over the past couple of weeks, Colin, whether it's here in Wisconsin for our Dairy Strong Conference or whether it's the international dairy gathering that took place. Couple different newsmakers that came out of that, so to speak. What's your take on industry reaction on what's happening, not just domestically, but globally with milk?
It's a great question, Pam. So that, you know, traditionally this last year is kind of when we get an idea of what prices will look like for the rest of the year at the IDFA conference. And that was in Phoenix. We are hearing some rumors that we are getting exports on the cheese side, which would really help prices. And then the thing that maybe is depressing prices is that the hard Italian cheese, you know, consumers and restaurants are not interested in Parm. They'd rather eat cheddar because it's cheaper. And so that's maybe why the price is still low, is the hard Italian folks are just blowing through cheese and destocking.
Interesting. And that wouldn't that also speak to pizza consumption? For some reason, I thought mozz and some of those Italian cheeses were driven primarily by pizza, and I thought we'd be in that season until the Super Bowl.
I think you're right on that as well, Pam. You know, at the end of the day, no matter how we get rid of it, although pizza is a great option, we're going to need to find a way. The only, you know, if there's a little bit of a bright note, it sounds like domestic dairy demand actually is steady, where it's kind of been terrible in the past. So nothing, no fabulous stories of growth, but not complaints. And usually we would see sales teams maybe reshuffling or changing their teams if sales were a problem. And we haven't seen that. So that's positive news for prices.
Now, you mentioned that wonderful word, exports. Anybody tipping their hand, Colin, on where some of this cheese is going outside of the United States?
You know, a good candidate is always places like Australia or South Korea. Those are just countries that are usually able to take some short-term exports. One place that it probably isn't going to go is China. We're not seeing a huge uptick, especially on the non-fat dry milk, just with China buying aggressively. And that kind of then pushes back when New Zealand has extra milk or Europe, then they're also going to push that product around the world and drive prices down.
Well, it's nice to hear that we're at least competitive. Again, Colin Cadis, a brand new voice with us, joining us from EverEgg. He's currently waking up in Twin Falls, Idaho. Now, again, like you mentioned, we're trying to get our bearings on what prices are going to look like 2023. Globally, have you heard anything, Colin, about milk production? We have been keeping an eye on production in Europe, production in New Zealand. You getting any sense on how they're doing with milk production?
I think if there's any story there, it seems that Europe continues to struggle a little bit to make milk. And it's hard to get good numbers right now because a lot of the cows are dry. Most of those systems are seasonal. But it does seem like they're off their highs of last year. Mm. So that's a good sign for the U.S. And hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, agreed. Outstanding. Excellent first conversation. Thank you, Colin. Colin Cadis, again, joining us live this morning from Twin Falls, Idaho, breaking down the latest milk production figures for the month of December. Wisconsin milk, basically flat. Like he said, we are still seeing places like New Mexico down more than 11%. California continues a downward drift. Colorado down, and the state of South Dakota, one of the only areas where the numbers catch your attention on the opposite side, going up 11. You want to catch up with any of our friends, Colin or others with the EverAg team. They're scattered all across the United States, ready to talk to you, regardless of your herd size. Risk management is their game. All you need to do is jump online and go to ever.ag, and they'll be ready for you. Colin Kadis, again, brand new voice, one of the broker analysts along with us from EverAg. Okay, tomorrow we are going to be focusing in on what's happening with the winter meeting slates and bison.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
More technology to help improve fertilizer efficiency today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. We've talked some before about better stewardship of nitrogen fertilizers to save money and the environment at the same time. Today, we focus on another fertilizer component, phosphorus. Brian Reinecke works for Phospholutions with a product called Rhizosorb.
Farmers are all interested in having the maximum amount of nutrients move from the soil into the plants and into the crop. Rhizosorb acts like an adsorbent sponge for phosphate and keeping it in soil solution for a much longer period of time when compared to conventional phosphate products.
Traditional fertilizer applications often result in a lot of product not being taken up by the crop. Reinecke says Rhizosorb can help.
Phosphate products are really only about 10 to 30% efficient. Rhizosorb keeps the availability of phosphate for a longer period of time and increases the phosphate efficiency from the soil application use by up to 50%.
Reinecke says the bottom line is the bottom line.
The trials and studies that we've done, we realize about a 10 to 15% savings on upfront costs and reduced inputs. And then at the end of the day, we are showing same or better yield with lower inputs.
Rhizosorb is available from most retail farm suppliers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I
can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.